Hey everybody, this is Dee Dee LaFrac, your unfiltered Black Woman with Other Brothers podcast, coming to you Wednesday, June 17th, 2020, from downtown San Francisco. I promise the only thing I'm going to say about San Francisco is check me out on Twitter at San Francisco Dam. I have tons of lurkers there. What I like about Twitter is you can see the statistics of people who interact with your stuff. So I have a lot of lurkers, and listen to San Francisco Dam podcast because that honestly is absorbing a lot of my brain space, what's going on in my city. Okay, so that's enough about that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I appreciate you, and I hope you are doing okay, sisters and misters. So listen, who's marching for you? Who is marching for you? Here in America, and thank you for listening internationally, most of the marches, in fact, all of the marches that have to do with any Black issues are primarily about Black men. If the average Black woman doesn't know that, she's a little naive or in denial or being obtuse on purpose. I read a lot. I watch videos, and you probably know, if you don't know, I'll tell you. I don't want to assume everyone knows who I am and what my platform is. I'm not into marching for any reason. I used to say that I would march for Stevie Wonder, who is my favorite artist. I wouldn't even march for him. I'm completely selfish. I'm into self-preservation. I value my life, especially being a widow. Actually, I call myself a sexist, womanist, bohemian trophy widow. Rest in peace, Richard LaFrac. I wouldn't, and I don't march. I'm always puzzled when I see Black women at the front lines. I'm noticing the media is using Black women's imagery as the street and sister soldiers. So who's marching for Black women? Did we have any national marches for Sandra Bland? There are Black women that get shot by the cops all the time. So many, I don't even have a list. Excuse me for that. I find the whole topic traumatic, and sometimes I block out names because I did go through my own trauma being a cancer caregiver for my husband for 3 years. So who's marching for Black women? And it is because here in America, we have a fatherless epidemic. I'm not telling you anything new. We have a culture that has normalized out of wedlock. I'm not telling you anything new, and I'm not shaming by talking about this topic. This is simply having a conversation about reality. Black American culture is so anti-marriage, which does not benefit Black women because we have a lopsided culture where gender role reversal is completely real. The women are the soldiers. The men are the protected ones. And again, we have Black women out there protecting Black males. Listen, sisters, I know you have a son. You going out there to march is not protecting your son. I had a conversation with a young lady about this. And I told her first, and I'm glad I have a lot of fans that mimic my talking points. I don't debate with anybody. I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I don't want anyone to waste their time trying to change my mind. I'm old. I'm middle-aged. Nobody's going to be changing my mind except maybe which perfume I'll be wearing today, what dress I'm going to wear today, or what meal I might eat later on. Other than that, my mind is not going to be changed about protesting or sexuality or gender, marriage, etc. So I was talking to this young lady who told me that she had been out marching to protect her son. And of course, like, I'm not going to say you shouldn't be marching. I said, okay, so how is that protecting your son? So she recycled some of the social justice warrior, quote, woke, unquote, woke jargon. But she didn't, none of that what she was saying is immediately protecting her son. What she was communicating with me. She was marching to score points with the men in her community so they could say, she's a good mother. She's out there protecting her son. And I told her, the best thing that you could do to protect your son is marry his father. She says, no, that's not happening. I said, okay, get life insurance. She didn't have that. Make a will. So when, not if, when something happens to you, your son will be protected and the life insurance protects him. She did not have life insurance or a will and not married. And she's out there running the streets with her fist up, hooping and hollering, putting photos on social media, telling me that's protecting her son. Really? Really? That's not protecting your son. Then I said to her, who's marching for you? Who's marching for you? And I give the young ladies credit that I talked to. Some of them on their social media, they are buck wild, vulgarians, cursing all the time. But when they talk to me, they come correct because they know. If they come incorrect talking to me and start cursing in the conversation to me to make a point, the conversation is over because I consider that verbal abuse. And the first time you let somebody go across the line, start cursing at you, you have set the standard of engagement and behavior. So we ended this conversation with her. I could hear the wheels in her head were like grinding. She was really thinking about it. I'm like, when was the last time there was a major march in America for a black woman? When was the last time there were nationwide protests over the murder of a black woman? With this black American culture is so focused on black males to the detriment of black mothers. And she did admit if something happened to her, of course, it would be her mother raising her son, not the baby daddy and not her father. She's from generationally a fatherless community, which is, you know, that's American normal. I am communicating all this to circle back. Who is marching for you? Who? Sound of crickets, huh? Who's marching for you, sister? And I understand. It's been shelter in place. Some places have been curfewed. A lot of people are out of jobs. COVID-19 is messing with people's minds. People want to get out of the house. Marching is like a party. You're running into friends. You're getting high in the park after the protest. You're meeting some cute white boys, Hispanic boys, some Asian boys. It seems like a big kumbaya. Let's hold hands around the fireplace. Diversity party, doesn't it? Yay, rah, rah. I'm shaking my head. No, dangerous AF. I live near City Hall in San Francisco, and I got invited to some of these protests. They're, oh, Dee Dee, they're nonviolent. Nope. It's nonviolent. Nothing's going to happen. Nope. Calling a protest nonviolent, what's the word? Is that an oxymoron? Oxymoron? That is a, it doesn't wash with me. I don't care who's saying it. I'm not going out to march. I only lead by example. I'm not going to be a hypocrite saying, hey, little girl, you go out there and march. I'm going to stay home where it's safe. No, I'm saying, hey, little girl, stay home where it's safe with your children. So long story short, circling back, the answer is nobody. Nobody is marching for you. Stay home, sisters. I don't care if this makes me politically incorrect. I'm politically incorrect anyway. I can't get canceled because I'm self-produced. I am my own independent underground cult artist. And I do thank you for listening to this Black Women with Other Brothers podcast, short format, under 10 minutes, coming to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I am Dee Dee LaFrac. Everything's beautiful. Thank you.